Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly event on the radio and in podcast form at talkradiocountdownshow.com. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and we have 10 items on the story list, Michael, as usual. I wonder if we could have 10A, maybe 9B, just to add a little color.
Well, I mean, it's a complicated situation. This is not box office where we're measuring the number of tickets sold or widgets.
Number of people listening.
No. This is slicing salami of the mind.
Oh, did you just come up with that?
Yes.
Salami of the mind. I'd rather think it's more, depending on the host that you're listening to, bologna of the mind instead of salami of the mind.
That's definitely.
Yeah. All right, so here we got the stories list, the people's list. Let's go.
Yeah, we're going to slice the bologna for you, folks.
Slice it up.
Yep. Number 10, we have California wildfires, and that's tied with climate change. They're tied together. At number 9, what a tale of woe. Stephen K. Bannon arrested for fraud. That came out of the
Why is there no surprise attached to that?
Oh, my gosh.
Sleaze bag.
Yeah. Number 8, U.S. relations with China, Russia, and the Middle East. Number 7, the Black Lives Matter movement, race relations, and political correctness. At number 6, economic challenges facing the nation's businesses as they try to get back on their feet against all odds. At number 5, education struggles as schools try to get back on their feet against all odds. At number 4, healthcare, meds, and vaccines. At number 3, COVID-19 stats and projections. At number 2, the United States Postal Service under scrutiny. And number 1, the presidential race and the Democratic National Convention. On our people survey, at number 10, Tom Brenneman, a sportscaster who was pulled from the air because he didn't know his mic was live. At number 9, Stephen K. Bannon, a man who was pulled from a yacht. At number 8, Vladimir Putin.
Which he bought with money that he raised fraudulently from many donors.
Something like $25 million,
yeah.
Hundreds of thousands in his pocket. Oh, my.
Guy's got a lot of balsam anyway.
He sure does. Yeah. Vladimir Putin and Alexei Navalny, a couple of Russians, at number 8. Number 7, Louis DeJoy. At number 6, Nancy Pelosi. Number 5, Bill and Hillary. Number 4, Barack and Michelle. And number 3, Kamala Harris. At number 2, Joe Biden. Number 1, Donald Trump. What a week. Whoa. Mm-hmm. It just is amazing.
A week. All right. Yeah. So the things that people have heard day in and day out about the Democrats and the Republicans and the convention, for my money, the thing that has the most interest and perhaps the most impact is what's going on in the Postal Service. If you haven't seen some of the pictures, Michael, and I'm betting that you have, a lot of folks talking about this, I saw somebody refer to it as Armageddon because of all the rotting food and the dead animals at postal facilities all around the country. And the focus of the news media has been the cutbacks. And yet, if you look at the policy rollbacks, they don't really appear to have changed very much. As you know, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, so I belong to the National Farmers Union. And the Farmers Union has been all over this because they figured that the Postal Service, if there were cutbacks, the first people who would be affected, kind of like with net neutrality, would be folks in rural America. And, you know, the Postal Service means more there than it does, let's say, to many people who live in big cities or people who have access and use the internet and use email and all that stuff to communicate. Well, folks in rural America don't have that luxury, frankly. And so when you look at rule changes, whether they have, you know, whether they're impactful or not, one of the worries has been as to whether or not the Postal Service would be doing things that would get in the way of people sending in absentee ballots or voting in the mail. So right. when you one of the things they did do this week, the Postal Service has forbidden employees from signing absentee ballots. You know, you have to have a witness when you send in the ballot. You have to have somebody witness your, you know, you can fake a signature. Who knows? How are they going to prove that? That's what's one of the things that's really so rotten about using the Postal Service or mail for voting. So I just I was interested in your what you heard in your circle this week about some of these things.
Well, you just explained it all, and you did a good job of it. It's down to, is the Postal Service up to the task of handling a large increase of mail that would include mail-in ballots because of coronavirus, or is that just a ploy to create doubt about the accuracy of the election by the part of the president?
The speciousness of that argument is that fewer and fewer people are using the Postal Service. They haven't cut back the number of employees, and they really haven't cut back in service. So why should adding ballots? That's what they're there for. They're there to carry the mail and deliver the mail. They have trucks. They have buses. They have trucks and planes and
all I know is that, you know, I'm just a person and I'm in a business and I do not find that the Postal Service is so terrible.
I don't either.
I mean, you're going to find in any kind of an operation that depends upon man and machines or persons and machines, to be correct, that there's going to be breakdowns, that there are going to be screw-ups. But when you stop and think about what it costs to mail a letter and how many transactions take place every day in America through this thing we call the United States Postal Service, I think it's pretty miraculous that it runs as smoothly as it does.
You can throw a letter. I'm one of the few people I know. I don't know whether you do or not. We've never had this conversation. I pay all my bills in the mail. I get my checks in the mail, although more and more people that I do business with want to send me electronic funds transfer. Okay, so you want to do that, that's fine. But when it comes down to brass tacks here, I've never thought the Postal Service is any great shakes because it's too unionized and there, you know, there's too much politically correct stuff going on, so it's not very efficient. And so, like, I went to the post office in Santa Monica the other day, and the woman was just surly and nasty. But I got done what I needed to get done. She didn't want to help me, but she ended up helping me.
But did she refuse to go out with you for dinner? Is that what it was? Or
no, I wasn't interested in her for dinner, but thanks for asking.
I don't know. I want to know what the circumstances of what
her silliness was based on. Well, I had sent a letter, and it came back in the mail, and so I went in to get it corrected, and she said, well, you got to find the thing. And I said, well, I don't know. That's the address I had. So I said, this is where it's going. And she said, well, I don't know anything about that. But then she looked it up on her computer, and it came up with the right address, so she changed it, and begrudgingly, when I paid my, whatever it was, $8, she didn't say thank you. Does that bother you? When you give somebody some money in exchange, no matter where it is, a post office, a grocery store, wherever, you're giving them money to pay them to be there, and yet they feel like they're doing you a favor if they don't say thank you.
Yeah, well, they think that you should be saying thank you to them for providing you with the service, and they think
I would. If they say thank you to me, I say, oh, no, thanks very much.
So here's my opinion on this. I have rendered a verdict. Both sides should say thank you in every transaction.
Who starts it? Who should say thank you first?
I don't. It should be natural and organic. It should be spontaneous as long as it happens. Okay. So if somebody else says thank you first, you should say thank you with a lot of zealousness. No, thank you. No, thank you.
No, right. Thank you. Yeah. Now, that old line. Yeah, that's it. 15 past the hour.
Go ahead.
Okay. Let me do a couple of things, and then we'll go back to our silly comparatives here. MyPillow, nothing silly about that. The latest focus is on you getting a good night's sleep thanks to the MyPillow pillow topper and mattress topper. MyPillow has a patented foam, solid, superior support topper, three unique layers. Check it out online at MyPillow.com. One of the many things that they do that is really, it's an American company that's got a great story. So provide yourself with a mattress topper that will keep your body cool. That's what you want. You don't want to wake up in a sweat. Oh, there's nothing worse than that. So provide yourself with this at a great price at MyPillow.com. Zippered, removable cover, washable and dryable, like everything else that you get from MyPillow, including their pillows. So check it out. The best way for you to have a great night's sleep is with the mattress, mattress topper, the sheets, the pillows, the pillowcases, all of it right there. If you spend more than $200 at MyPillow.com, they'll finance it for you. Check it all out. Spend and enjoy the health that comes from a great night's sleep. Courtesy of all the products at MyPillow.com. When you're buying, checking out, use the code DJV for the best deal. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefits. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hi, Talk Radio Countdown. The Tom Brenneman story, he's number 10 on the people list this week. His father, Marty, was somebody that I knew fairly well when I was working in Cincinnati in the late 80s. He was the broadcaster that was, you know, he was beloved Cincinnati. Anybody that had anything to do with the Cincinnati Reds was beloved. Pete and even what's-her-face who owned the team and the Brennemans. But there's a, remember when Reagan said the bombs are going to start in Russia with a mic open? And that lesson you obviously didn't get learned by Brenneman because his mic was open and he said something stupid. So now he's out of a job, right? Is that how it worked?
Yeah, you're not supposed to say, the rule in radio is don't say anything near a microphone that you wouldn't say on the air. That a microphone is deadly, whether it's on or off in your mind. And he made the mistake of saying something thinking the mic was off. That was a slur against, you know,
gays.
And, it's unfortunate. Quite often this happens. Sometimes this happens to people whose track record is impeccable. they're making a joke or something to their friend, which brings up, you know, the inner workings of political correctness are profoundly complex.
Yes.
It really is.
Number seven this week on the countdown.
Yeah.
Politically, that whole business about who gets... And I have something to add to that, if I may. We continue here with an experience at the dentist this week that fits into that, if you'll... But we can use your imagination for a moment or two. No. 21 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Every week at this time, we discuss what's going on based on the story list that's at talkers.com, where you can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, etc. It's all about talk. We wanted to continue a little bit. Not necessarily with Tom Brenneman. Did I mention it on the air or off the air? The Anderson Cooper interview with Mike Lindell.
That was off the air. That was off the air.
All right.
On the air, you said that you were going to talk about something that happened to you.
Oh, in terms of political, right. Because the business, number 7 this week on the countdown, is a focus, continuing focus on the Black Lives Matter movement and the politically correct stuff, which we find ourselves caught up in. I feel captured almost by it. I was at my dentist this week in Los Angeles, and she's a North Korean. She's from South Korea.
She's Kim Jong-un's sister.
Dentist. Right, yeah. And she's from South Korea. And we were talking, she knows what I do for a living, and she asked me, kind of in a, she's a very, very sweet, very smart lady, all the right pedigree, all the right degrees, she has a great business sense, she runs a wonderful, everybody in my family goes to her. And so anyway, she was talking to me about the politically correct side of the Black Lives Matter movement, as it might apply to her. Why doesn't it apply to her? In a manner of speaking, was, well, she didn't say that directly, but her implication was, as a South Korean who's come to America and has been normalized, she's a citizen, her family's citizens, why is it that, you know, there are some prejudices toward Asians? And why is there not a focus on that? Why is it just about blacks? Why isn't it about everybody?
That is a ridiculous argument. You realize there are organizations that defend Asians in terms
of... organizations defending blacks?
Yes. What I'm saying is the reason that she does not come under the umbrella of Black Lives Matter is because she's not black.
No, she wasn't saying that. She said, basically, paraphrasing, doesn't my life matter? I'm not black, but does my life matter? Basically asking, and she's a pretty liberal, you know, I mean, she's Californian. Most people, they are. I mean, she's asking a question that a lot of intelligent people are asking. Why is the focus just on blacks and not on everybody in terms of Does my life matter?
The point
does a homeless person's life matter?
The point is well taken, but the issue is very complicated in terms of why do proponents of the Black Lives Matter movement get upset when someone says all lives matter, which is considered to be an insult. And I've gone into depth with that on a number of interviews and a number of conversations.
Please, do
and
it
it's
here.
Not that they, it's not that they don't think all lives matter. They believe that that's used as a phrase to indicate non-support of the current movement that Black Lives Matter. That by saying all lives matter, it comes across, the innuendo of it, Doug, is that it's dismissive of the importance of current movement.
Do you believe that's the case?
I understand that's how they feel. Do I believe it's the case?
Yes,
in the
I
big
do
picture?
Too. Yeah.
In the big picture, no, but I respect how they feel, because there are some people that will say all lives matter because they don't want to support.
Right.
Like Pence, that he wouldn't say Black Lives Matter. He would just say all lives matter. Say Black Lives Matter. They do matter. That's the point. Do Asian lives matter? Yes, Asian lives matter. But if you say all lives matter to diss the Black Lives Matter movement,
it depends on motivation, I think, is what you're saying.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the kind of intelligence we need to get through this binary thinking and this political correctness that stifles conversation.
You know, that's a great phrase, binary thinking. Because that's really what it, and there's so much of that, not just about Black Lives Matter, but look at the spectrum of conversation and how many people are polarized, stuck, if you will, in a position they don't dare move away from. Let's talk about that as we continue in the next half hour of the Talk Radio.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The White House threatened to veto emergency legislation the House is slated to pass that would give the United States Postal Service $25 billion and reverse some cost-cutting measures that have slowed down mail delivery. The White House said in their threat, USPS does not need $25 billion in bailout money. It needs reforms that will return it to a trend of long-term financial self-sufficiency. The White House said the post office legislation misses an opportunity to improve
improve the USPS and imposes burdensome new requirements and creates new opportunities for lawsuits against the Postal Service. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling back the House from its summer recess for a rare Saturday session to vote on this bill, but not on coronavirus relief money. Amid growing concerns over the delays, Postmaster General Louis DeJoy announced he would delay further changes to operations until after the elections. This is USA Radio News. More than two dozen major fires are scorching California and taxing the state's firefighting capacity, sparked by an unprecedented lightning siege that dropped nearly 11,000 strikes over the last 48 hours. The fires have destroyed 175 structures, including homes, and are threatening over 50,000 more, according to the Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. So far, at least 33 civilians and 40 firefighters have been injured. Two people have died. The Trump administration formally notified the United Nations of its demand for all UN sanctions on Iran to be restored, setting off an immediate confrontation with Russia and other Security Council members, including America's European allies, who called the U.S. move illegal. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo delivered the notification to the President of the UN Security Council, citing significant Iranian violations of the 2015 nuclear deal, a requirement to snap back UN sanctions. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Spend some more time with us here. That's the invitation. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly feature that has in it all of the accoutrement, if you will, the stories, the people, discussion, what's going on in the world of news talk radio, from the country's foremost expert in that. That's Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Have I left any hanging chads from the last half hour?
Hanging chads, there you go. No, I think that we have covered it quite well, and I think that we can take the next half hour off. play old
right.
tapes of...
right, former countdowns, yes. One of the things that happened this week that was this sort of a countdown extra, I feel compelled to have a conversation about it. A lot of people have been talking about it in the sense that, you know, we tend to spend too much time watching stuff like CNN and MSNBC and Fox. I don't know why people seem to feel that it's important to have it either on in the foreground or the background, but it is. So this week, Anderson Cooper, who's kind of an arrogant SOB to begin with, takes on Mike Lindell, who is highly thought of by some because of his starting the company that we talk about, MyPillow. He's become a gajillionaire selling pillows and things that are related to that. And they advertise here on this program. They advertise on CNN. I didn't check to see whether they were still advertising on CNN after Anderson Cooper ripped Mike Lindell from one end of the screen to another, because Lindell's claiming have found something that will eliminate COVID. Some kind of, Anderson Cooper referred to him as a snake oil salesman. I don't know. I think a lot of those things are worth trying. There's certainly nothing that's going to happen that's hurtful, and it may work. But Cooper, because he is as arrogant as he is, he just so epitomizes for me, Michael, an arrogant New Yorker. That's all I can. When I look at him and I listen to stuff like this, and I wonder what his appeal is. And I would say that across the board. Even sometimes, do you ever wonder when you listen to somebody that's fairly popular as a talk radio host, how it is that that person became as popular as he or she may have?
I wonder that about people in all fields of talent sometimes. You know, what do people see in them or whatever?
Yeah.
I just wonder how much of your feeling about Anderson Cooper is based on his politics as opposed to his personality. That if his same
well, I think his politics is where he wears it on his sleeve on television. And, you know, you could say to me, well, why is it different from television to radio? And because we blurred the lines, talk radio has become political talk radio. It's not all talk radio. There's not much of other kinds of talk on talk radio other than political talk radio.
The news and news talk radio has become primarily political. It wasn't always that way. I mean,
no.
20 years ago, 25 years ago,
right.
Politics was a subject discussed on general talk radio.
Not until Limbaugh came along. Would you agree with that?
Limbaugh definitely started that going with no doubt. Limbaugh was definitely the driving force in turning what's called talk radio into a political format. However, from the talkers' magazine perspective, and from my perspective, when I talk about talk radio, I'm talking more about spoken word radio. It's also sports talk. There are relationship shows that are still big. You do have financial talk shows that are part of the mainstream of news talk.
Yes.
You have things on news talk that are not necessarily political. You have shows about technology, about computers. There's all kinds of pet shows, gardening shows, how-to shows.
Information shows.
And even among the political talkers, there is a constant discussion about how much politics should a political talker talk about. Because you want to know about their personal life. You want to know about pop culture. Sometimes pop culture, you know, borderlines on politics, movies, books.
Yeah.
What's going on in sports sometimes overlaps. In radio, we call that crossover. Happens in music. A country record will suddenly become a rock hit. Things of that nature. So thankfully, it remains blurry at the edges.
Well, you know? I was thinking about Dave Ramsey, who's somebody that I have a lot of respect for because he's made something out of nothing, literally. He was a guy that was broke. I think he was bankrupt. And he created an empire based on his own work and putting things together and being smart. But I also wonder sometimes as I listen to him, and I actually had this conversation with him once. I don't know if you ever had or not, but for those who don't know, Dave Ramsey is, I think, on the talkers list number 3. Is he not in the Heavy 100?
Number 3 in the Heavy 100.
Right. He's got well over 500 stations listening to
him. The only people ahead of him on the Heavy 100 is you and me.
I didn't see you on the Heavy 100.
Right? Never. I've never been on the Heavy 100 I'm the guy that presides
comes
over
the list.
Over the committee. Wouldn't that be pretty?
Right. Well,
you're on the Heavy 100. You've been on the Heavy 100 every year since it began over 26 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, do you know what kind of an accomplishment that is? If you look at the original...
Has anybody else been on? Bohannon and I. Probably the only two guys that have been
Bohannon
on it.
And,
you think?
At Limbaugh. Limbaugh has been on it. We had people like Barry Farber, Bruce Williams, Sally Jesse Raphael.
The era of... there was an ombudsman-like feel to some of the things on talk radio. Would you?
Yes.
I mean, Ramsey sort of addresses that in a manner of speaking, except he has there's a religious tone, and that's what I was getting at. I asked him, you know, would you make it? Would this show work if you didn't have that sort of tone to it? Because he, you know, it's clear that there is a connection not only to the stuff that he does, but to some of the people he's supporting on his little network that he's created.
Well, he has a connection to a religious organization.
Yeah, they were the ones that got him started.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, there's that connection, and obviously, that's the circle he travels in.
Yeah.
So there's a moral, spiritual component to the program, but it's not the primary message nor the primary product.
Okay, but now this begs another question. There are several networks around these days that are run by, there was one run by the Catholic Church. There's a sort of non-denominational network that does both talk and music. But it is, it's about either Catholicism or Christianity. And one wonders what the impact is of those stations and that approach.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Religion makes money in whatever venue you package it.
Yeah. That's for sure.
Now, that being said, there's always been religious radio all the way back to the beginning of radio. It has always been a place where churches would have sermons, and some of the major broadcasters on television and radio going all the way back were reverends, priests, various and sundry religious leaders. Religion is a part of American life. It's organized, and it has media. Now, what's fascinating today in today's media, Doug, is ministries. Ministries that operate websites, radio stations, and television stations. It's a whole shadow, and I don't mean that in a negative. It's a shadow industry that parallels the broadcast industry that you and I operate in. Mm-hmm. But its paradigm is different. It doesn't sell advertising. It sells donations, and they raise enormous amounts of money.
Well, they can do it under the guise of the 501c3, just like Steve Bannon did. Raise money, and who knows what they do with it.
Well,
right?
I'm not accusing them of anything.
Accusing them either. It's just an observation.
But the point is that they operate media outlets that are very sophisticated, more sophisticated in terms of multi-platform presentations than even commercial entities. But their main thrust is not the broadcasting business, it's the religion business.
Yeah.
And these radio, these broadcast operations, because they're not just radio, they have TV, radio, and internet. These are basically ministries, not broadcast companies, they're ministries. A ministry operates in a completely different business paradigm. You follow my drift?
I do. Yeah.
And that's it's a fascinating field. It's a gigantic field, and they make a ton of money, and they have their own subculture. They have their own stars. They have their own, issues.
Right. They have their own culture.
Literally
is a culture.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know how my mind wanders sometimes. You know me well. When you said, do you follow? What immediately popped into my mind is the scene from the movie The Sting, where Robert Shaw, who's the bad guy, is trying to he plays a character that's trying to chase down Robert Redford and
Paul Newman.
Paul Newman, and he's in a card game and he's trying to threaten the guy that he's playing with, and he looks at him and he says, "Ya falla?" Why would I remember something like that from an obscure scene? Just one of those things. It's word association, which is, by the way, an important part of the talk radio world. The words, we make our living, we make this work based on the value of the words that we speak.
Yeah. And well, in conversation, the old thing of you get it, or you follow me, you follow my drift. I used an old 50s expression there to be kind of like campy.
Yes.
But even some of these Eastern gurus, they'll say, yes, you follow? Are you?
Yeah.
It's kind of a way to have a connection to the person who's listening that you want to know whether or not they're tuned into what you're saying. Or
they're with you.
They're with you, right.
Yeah, right. You want to know whether they're with you or not. Well, right now I have to get people to think about their weight. So much discussion this week about COVID as usual in the world of the talk radio stats. You look at number 6, 5, 4, 3. Those all have to do with the situation around COVID. And the people who are getting sick these days are ones that are overweight. They have issues. If you're overweight and you don't want to get sick, best listen to what I have to say here for the next 60 seconds. Or maybe better yet, instead of listening to me, we're talking about the effect of words, and I can use words like drainage. I can focus on your hips and your thighs, and the word cellulite comes to the surface. All of those things could maybe be a motivator for you to go to toploss.com and check out Calitrin, which is the only weight loss formula in the world that doesn't have any stimulants, it doesn't have any drugs, and that's why they've been around for decades. And they've helped so many hundreds of thousands of people. They can help you, too. If you're serious, if it's the time for you to lose weight, I suggest strongly you go to toploss.com. Look at all the benefits of getting onto this program, safe for everybody in the family. And right now is a great time to buy as they have their sort of early fall Labor Day special. Good God, are we talking about fall already? Buy three. Get three free. So there's a six-month program. Each one of these bottles or cans has enough in it for a one-month experience. I believe it takes 6 months for your body to be tuned up so that you'll lose the weight and keep it off. Take my advice. Doesn't cost you anymore. Whether you buy three or you get six, it's still the same price. Go to toploss.com. You get that deal by using the code DJV. Plus, you have no shipping charges. That's the discount code DJV at toploss.com. The People List now from Talkers Magazine, published in Talkers at Talkers.com. Every week it's a new list. The People List this week includes Tom Brenneman, the sportscaster, the Reds broadcaster from Cincinnati. Steve Bannon is number 9. Vladimir Putin is number 8. Louis DeJoy is number 7. Nancy Pelosi is at 6. The Clintons at 5. The Obamas at 4. Kamala Harris at 3. Joe Biden at 2. And Donald Trump is where you would expect him to be, although I think last week Joe Biden beat out Trump, if I'm not mistaken, for the first time in a long... No, it was Kamala Harris. Well, one of the two of them. Anyway, so that's flipped back around to where it has been for a long, long time as we continue our focus on what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. That's the idea behind these surveys. This is the week of August 17th to the 20th in our focus here on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. When you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10. All right, so this week, one of the things that Michael does among his many chores is to do beside the countdown and managing Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com and at Michael Harrison Interview, MHInterview.com. This week you have something that is kind of a departure from what you usually do and what we usually talk about.
Yeah, this is an interview with an expert on what's going on in China. He's an American. His name is Levi Browdy. And we talk about the Chinese persecution of a large spiritual movement that has really taken over China and is spreading to the United States. Very controversial because it stands up in the face of the CCP, the Communist Chinese government, and they have tarnished its reputation, saying it's a cult and it's subversive. But in fact, all it is a modern packaging of Buddhism. And very harmless. It's called Falun Gong. And they are killing these people. They are suppressing them. They're incarcerating them and then killing them when they can sell their organs and the organ donor business. We're talking a real, real crisis.
Are they doing the same with Muslims? It seemed to me
they
heard something.
They have the Uyghur population, which is Chinese Muslims, are being put in slave camps. Yeah. In communist China.
And they made them work when COVID, everybody else went home. They put them to work in the COVID plants, or the plants affected by COVID. Yeah.
Shocking.
All right, that sounds like an important interview. MHinterview.com, or you can find it at talkers.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing now. I'm Doug Steffen with his honor. You should be a judge. I never, you know what, we've never talked about it. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here. He's a college professor, a great lawyer, and that is hard. You know, it's most for most people to say great and lawyer in the same phrase. It's almost like you want to choke. If yours, but I don't choke when I talk about all the things that Steve does that are good for people. He's very giving. He's created a website called scamicide.com, which is very important at this time. It's always important, but given all the things that I just heard that there was some, and now I'm trying to focus on it. I wasn't prepared to talk about it, but it just came into my mind thinking about scams. There's some breach of information this week that involves 245 million names and accounts. Does that ring a bell with you?
Don't remember that particular one, but you know the data breaches have been occurring fast and furious, and frankly, my really strong prediction that I stand by is that there have been a lot of data breaches because of people working at home who are vulnerable, and the hackers go through them to get at these major companies, and the companies don't know they've been breached yet. It won't be until all of this information gets on the dark web and is starting to be sold in a few months that we realize how deep in the swamp we are at the moment. But it's pretty bad right now.
Well, scammers target men and women of all ages, people from all financial, ethnic, and geographical backgrounds. I don't think we are suspicious by nature, but I'm not sure we're suspicious in the right way. Does that make sense, that statement?
Yeah, I think you're totally on target. Everyone is targeted as a victim by scammers, every group that you can imagine. And I often find that some of the people who think they're the smartest, they're the easiest to scam, particularly with investment scams. But what's interesting is people who think they're skeptical fall prey to affinity fraud. We trust someone who just seems to be like us, or there's some kind of a hook that we let down our, what we should have is proper skepticism. So you're right, we may think we're skeptical, but we're not skeptical enough when manipulated by these scammers.
Well, speaking of skeptics, I'm wondering about the jam that Stephen Bannon has found himself in, number 9 this week on the countdown. I always thought this guy was a sleazebag, and I've said that 100 times if I've said it once.
Oh, you're being too kind.
Maybe. Yeah. So now, what happens to him? He scammed these, what, 25 million bucks from willing donors who look at him and say, he's a Trump supporter. I'm giving them money. So,
yeah, he got involved. His take on it, his theft was about $1 million out of $25 million that was raised for a private GoFundMe page that was supposed to be going towards, and this part I can't even imagine, was going to a private version of the wall, or money that was going to go to the federal government to aid with the wall. None of that happened. And I'll tell you, one of the more damning things when it comes to Bannon in this is, if he tries to say that everything I did was legitimate, he's going to have to explain the money laundering that occurred, because the money came in and then it went through a nonprofit and then it went through a shell company and then it went here and then it went there. So it bounced in a bunch of places before the money they thought was laundered made its way to Bannon. So he is in, as the phrase goes, deep doo-doo.
All right, the California wildfires and what's happened. A friend of mine lost a son in one of these fires a couple of years ago, and she met with the lawyers that are representing, you know, this class action lawsuit. They're not predicting how much each family will get, but it could be in the millions. And one wonders, you know, how, with the wildfires continuing and still these companies at fault, how does 2 and 2 make 4 here? Steve?
Yeah, I mean, part of the, there's a lot of problems with the California wildfires, some of which can be certainly attributed to climate change and us not taking care of that. But we do have acknowledgement that there are companies, particularly utility companies in California, that have been responsible and are being held responsible legally. So the thing is, if money is how you punish them, we got to do more.
Yeah. All right. How many lawyers were on stage this week at the Democratic National Committee running for something?
A lot of people.
Oh, my God. Isn't it funny? You see all these lawyers up there, and just I find it somewhat pathetic, actually. But at any rate, that's what the choices are boiled down to. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college professor and commentator, the legal matters as they apply to the countdown every week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.